Like an idiot, I've mislaid the letter. But I know it was requested for today, and I know it was for the garlic family. But more than that, I can't say, because, as I say, I mislaid the letter somewhere. My apologies to you, all the garlics. Garlics, not Daleks. Don't get me wrong. You wanted Someday by the Carpenters. If it is for a particular reason, like a birthday or wedding anniversary or anything like that, well then, assume it's said that all the usual best wishes come your way. And once again, I apologise for losing the letter. But then, life's been a bit hard the last 2 or 3 days. Here are the Carpenters. And that brings us very nicely, or does it, to a very special request we have for tonight. The Girls Against the Boys, and this is the wedding anniversary request. Perhaps I shouldn't have put it quite so close. The juxtaposition is perhaps not fortuitous, but still, let's call the Garlic family anyway and wish them a very happy anniversary for this very day. Very wisely, they haven't put at least... Frau Garlic, as she signs herself, hasn't put down what the anniversary is in years. I'm very sensible too. But anyway, we'll wish you all the very best, both of you. Nice to know you enjoy listening to the show. And you've asked for Jack Jones to sing a special song for you. Well, I've got one here, which is called Love Story. So I suppose, after all, wedding anniversary, you'd hardly be more appropriate than that, could you?
I like your mother, I like your brother.
Couple of new listeners we have, and in particular for a lady who shares my love of garlic. Lovely old song. We'd like to send that to Arthur, who we usually call up every night on the programme, because Arthur lives on his own, and so we'd like to say hello to him. Hope he's listening. As a matter of fact, Arthur prompted a comment from... Oh, I can only say, really, the Garlic family, who wrote me a gorgeous letter. Thank you very much, very kind. And what about it? They've actually sent some birdseed for Florence. Are you listening, Florence? Florence, there's some birdseed for you. That'll make you sing, won't it? Simon, the son of the household, who's only 7, had a tooth out the day in question and suddenly felt hungry at around 10:30 p.m, so he came downstairs for something to eat. I don't blame him either. Having teeth out, nasty business. Nasty business. Anyway, he said, what a nice man you are. What a nice... Oh, me! Oh, how nice. Covered in confusion. And they agreed that... Or rather, I think it was, as I say, at the instigation of Simon, the family agreed that they ought to send Florence something to eat. So that's why the birdseed arrived. Florence says, thank you very much. And I say thank you very much for all the nice things you say. There's another lovely PS at the end. It says, maybe the birdseed will coax a nightingale in Hart's Head if Florence doesn't fancy it. Oh, well, I'm sure she'll be willing to share it with anyone. Preferably a male nightingale, if one happens to be about anywhere. This is from Anne, Byron, Mariah and Simon. That's the Garlic family. Thank you very much for your letter. And you asked for something... what do you say? Spanish, Greek, Italian? Or something continental? Well, I thought it might be a nice idea if we played something by two old chums of mine from way back. Not all that way back. They might be insulted if I put it that way. Anyway, Caterina Valente and Silvio Francesco. I knew Silvio, her brother, more than I knew Caterina. But they're a nice couple, and Silvio, a tremendous character to have with you in a show. He's sort of embraces the whole cast and looks after you all and jollies everybody along. Marvellous chap. Silvio, you'll hear with Caterina singing on this record. He also plays clarinet very well indeed. All a pretty talented family. The song in question, you probably know it under a different title. But the real title is Chiarimo Mucho.